Committee on Transportation will now come to order. Marilyn, please call the roll.
Chair DeTeagle.
Here.
Vice Chair Davis.
Here.
Senator Boyd.
Here.
Senator Broxson.
Here.
Senator Burton.
Here.
Senator Gruters.
Here.
Senator Hooper.
Here.
Senator Pizzo. Senator Torres.
Here.
Senator Trumbull.
Here.
Quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Quorum is present. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form and hand it to a member of the sergeant's office. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee meeting records. Personal privilege, really quick, I want to wish Senator Trumbull a happy birthday today. Happy birthday, sir. All right. Senators, we're going to take up tab number 2, which will be Senate Bill 370 on electronic motor vehicle registration certificates by Senator Berdorf. Senator, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman and members. This bill enhances the work that was done last year on House Bill 749 requiring DHSMV to provide drivers with a digital display of their vehicle information. So the simple way of saying it is that if you get pulled over, they generally ask for three things: license, registration, and proof of insurance. Last year, we appropriated money so that you could have the Florida Smart ID, which would allow you to be able to present your insurance and your driver's license through the Florida Smart ID. It does display your registration, but we have not authorized that to be used electronically. We were trying to provide a contactless way for folks to be able to present their information to law enforcement. We have it. The money's been appropriated. The technology exists. We just need to authorize them to use the registration piece, and that is the bill.
All right. Thank you. Senators, any questions on the bill? Questions on the bill? Seeing none, there is an amendment. So we're going to take up amendment barcode number 608268 by Senator Berdorf. Senator, you are recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you very much. This is a technical amendment we just missed. As part of you handing over your electronic device to a law enforcement officer, this just clarifies that they can't get busy swiping through your pictures looking for other stuff. They can only look at what it is that you've presented them. That is true now. That is current law if you hand them an electronic copy of your lease agreement as a rental car. And so we're just making sure that is true with your actual car. They can't do that either.
Okay. Any questions on the amendment? Any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, any appearance forms for the amendment? No appearance forms, any debate? Any debate on the amendment? Seeing no debate, Senator, you are recognized to close on the amendment.
Wave close.
Having waived close, all in favor of the amendment say yay. Any opposed say nay. The amendment is adopted. We are back on the bill as amended. Any questions on the bill as amended? Questions on the bill as amended. Seeing none, any appearance forms for the bill? No appearance forms for the bill. Any debate on the bill as amended? Any debate? Seeing no debate. Senator, you're recognized to close on the bill as amended.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would just make sure everybody remembers that if you're traveling out of state, keep your paper copies with you because other states don't recognize the Florida Smart ID. Thank you. All right. Hope to have your vote.
Senator Broder, having closed on his bill, Marilyn, please call the roll on CS for Senate Bill 370.
Senator Boyd.
Yes.
Senator Broxson.
Yes.
Senator Burton.
Yes.
Senator Gruters.
Yes.
Senator Hooper.
Yes.
Senator Pizzo. Senator Torres.
Yes.
Senator Trumbull.
Yes.
Vice Chair Davis.
Yes.
Chair DeTeagle.
Yes. By your vote, CS for Senate Bill 370 is reported favorably. Congratulations. Since this is the Transportation Committee, as you can tell, I like to move right along. So with that, we're going to take up tab number 1, Senate Bill 64, on Department of Transportation by Senator Hooper. Senator Hooper, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, Senators. SB 64 is called an act relating to transportation. What it really is the beginning of building of a train that we hope is a very short train at the end of session. The bill does a variety of things, and as we started through this process, Mr. Chairman, we met with a lot of interested parties and heard a lot of concerns, and hearing all those concerns and working with each other, we have formulated a delete everything amendment, if it would be appropriate to go straight to the delete everything.
Yeah, Senator, let's do that. There's one amendment. Let's go ahead and take up amendment barcode number 337318. by Senator Hooper. Senator, you're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Delete Everything Amendment does several things. Each section speaks to a different issue of the bill. Section 1 prohibits a producer from falsely representing what would be considered non-acceptable aggregate by the department. There's been some instances where they claim it is approved, and in fact, it is not. Section 2 is important, especially to maybe Senator Broxson's area. It increases the Marine General Liability Insurance. If you are working on navigable water and you have vessels, you need to make sure that the appropriate and appropriate amount of insurance is there in case those vessels do unusual things like crash into stuff. Section 3 streamlines the process. When an amount is included in the General Appropriations Act, that addresses specifically when non-successful bidders file a protest. There is a process in place today. This helps that process become more streamlined when a non-successful bidder does file a protest. Section 4 increases the threshold from $1 million to $2 million for submittal of financial statements, whereas what that means in layman's language is if a smaller company is successfully bid on a $1 million project and that project exceeds that amount, this doesn't restart that process again. It ups it to $2 million and under is included in that. A good part in Section 5, it deletes a public records exemption for the identity of a person who has requested or obtained a bid package. It doesn't exempt the property in that. It just says no longer can you be exempted if you pick up a packet. Your name is not exempted from the public record. Section 6 eliminates a prohibition regarding legislative approval of proposed turnpike design projects that are not at 30%. No such prohibition exists for non-turnpike projects. We want to treat them equally. Section 7 says that local governments, and some local governments have heartburn over this, must accept electronic proof of delivery instead of a paper copy. Electronic means they can send you an email. You can now print it and copy it on your printer, and you now have a receipt. That is the strike all amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator. Any questions on the amendment? Questions on the amendment? Seeing none, any appearance forms on the amendment? No appearance forms. Any debate on the amendment? Any debate? Seeing none, Senator Hooper, you recognize to close on the amendment. All in favor of the amendment, say yay.
Yay.
Opposed, say nay. The amendment is adopted. We are back on the bill as amended. Senators, any questions on the bill as amended? Vice Chair Davis, you are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Senator Hooper. You're right. It's a lot going on in this bill, so I just have a couple of questions. Do you have a position or any feedback from the Department of Transportation on your bill?
You guys go ahead and go back and forth.
Okay. You were aimed this way and not your mic, so I don't know that I heard your whole question.
That's okay. So the question was, do you have any feedback from the Department of Transportation on your bill?
Thank you, Senator. We always coordinate as much as possible with the department. I think if there was a gross objection, somebody from that agency would be sitting in the front row. But we work with the department on every part of this bill.
Thank you for that. So now that we have the strike all and we're talking about the bill as amended, there were provisions in the bill that removed some of the, I guess, percentages of the trust fund allocations for projects and progressive bill design process. Could you talk a little bit about those removals?
Thank you, Senator. There was some concern originally. We had a language in the bill that says no more than 20% of money out of the state trust fund can go toward public road projects. Specifically, parts of South Florida had some objection as they were approaching that 20% threshold and were not sure if, in fact, they may need to exceed that threshold. So after a discussion with several other parts of the state, we just removed that language. The current language is still in effect.
Okay. Thank you for that. So your bill also talks about provisions related to stipends to non-selected bidders. Could you talk a little bit about that process?
I will, and if I misstate, I have an expert in the crowd that will bail me out. But typically in a bidding process for what I would call substantial transportation projects, only one bidder is usually successful and several others are not. And they may have a heartburn or issues with how that bid was successfully awarded to their competitor, and they file a protest. And sometimes that protest is of significant amounts of money. And just like in regular bid protest or lawsuits, sometimes the department may opine that it's better to just make a stipend payment to the unsuccessful bidder rather than drag it out for several years in court and hold up the project. There's a process that the Legislative General Appropriations Act takes care of that. The notification goes to the House, the Senate, the Legislative Budget Commission, both the majority and the minority leaders of both the House and the Senate are made aware of that process. It is not unusual for that to occur. It's kind of a normal process of a $15 billion DOT annual package.
Thank you, Senator. So with that explanation, and I appreciate that. That was really detailed. It seems like you're going for to increase the transparency of the process, or was that process already in place?
That process, to my knowledge, has been in place for quite some time and is unchanged with this bill.
Thank you for that. So last couple more. So there are provisions in the bill that outline incentivizing your cost savings on projects. Currently, contractors can receive up to 50%, and I think you talked a little bit about that earlier, and savings that they initiate. How did you arrive at the 10% figure for the ideas that the consultants suggest?
Now you're going to make my expert have to fill out an appearance card. Mr. Chairman, I have the former DOT secretary here with me is my go-to person when I have questions, and I'm going to him now for this question, if that's okay with you,
sir. Yeah, no, that's fine with me. Just state your name, please.
Help's coming.
Here we go.
Anand Prasad, President, Florida Transportation Builders Association.
You're recognized.
Vice Chair, the 10% is design costs and consultant inspection costs are 10% of the construction costs. So that's the number.
It's just a thank you.
You're recognized.
Through the chair. You said it's the design costs for the contractors.
You're recognized.
Typically, for construction project, the design costs are 10% of the construction costs and the CEI. The inspection costs are about 10%, which is
that's
so the savings are being given in the same proportion.
Okay. Thank you. I think Senator Hooper can handle the next one. You're fine. From that point, how will the department determine the extent of the consultant's input versus the contractor's input? Using that.
You thought incorrectly, Vice Chairman.
you're doing just fine.
Yeah, Vice Chair. So it's basically when a construction project gets led, there's currently the contractors can propose suggestions to the department to say, hey, can we do this instead of what the plans call for? The department still has to approve it. And in the case of cost savings, the department and the contractor save 50-50. A lot of times there's design work involved. The designers have to look at it. And if the designers are contributing to that cost savings, we want to afford that savings to the designers and the consultant firms. So it's ultimately the department's decision about how much effort that the designer put in or the inspection firm put in the cost savings initiative.
Is it a term? I'm sorry, Mr.
You're recognized.
Is it a determination? Who determines the amount of effort? How do you say so the amount of effort that the consultant or the contractor puts in? So who determines that effort?
A department.
The department. Okay. Thank you.
Any further questions?
I think I'm good.
Okay. Senators, any further questions on the bill as amended? Okay, seeing none, any appearance forms for the bill? No appearance forms. Any debate on the bill as amended? Any debate on the bill as amended? Seeing none. Senator Hooper, you're recognized to close on the bill as amended.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll waive close.
Okay, having closed on his bill, Marilyn, please call the roll on CS for Senate Bill 64.
Senator Boyd?
Yes.
Senator Boxen?
Yes.
Senator Burton?
Yes.
Senator Gruters? Senator Hooper?
Yes.
Senator Pizzo? Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Trumbull?
Yes.
Vice Chair Davis? Chair DeSigling?
Yes. By your vote, CS for Senate Bill 64 is reported favorably. Congratulations. Does any senator wish to be recorded as voting on bills before the committee today? Okay, seeing none. Is there any other business before the committee? Seeing none, Senator Burton moves we adjourn. Is there objection? Seeing none, show the motion adopted. We are adjourned.